Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast in which we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, and let's get into today's headlines. First, the industry is navigating the announcement of a 100% base tariff on imported APIs and patented drugs. This policy, triggered by a Commerce Department investigation into national security risks, is designed to drive the restructuring of manufacturing footprints toward a robust domestic supply chain. While the headline rate is steep, companies can secure a full exemption by executing both an HHS Most Favored Nation pricing agreement and a Commerce Department-approved onshoring plan. Companies committing to onshoring production without an MFN deal qualify for a transitional 20% rate. Next, a 14-day U.S.-Iran ceasefire is offering a fragile reprieve for global pharma supply chains. This Pakistani-mediated truce came just hours before President Trump's deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, a vital corridor for petroleum-reliant inputs essential for pharmaceutical production. Although regional manufacturing is limited, the area is critical for specific products. For instance, Jordan produces 48% of the world's amoxicillin oral suspension and 24% of its doxycycline hiclate capsules. In commercial news, Novo Nordisk has launched Wegovy HD in the United States. This 7.2 milligrams semaglutide injection is the highest dose formulation to date, supported by trial results showing an average 21% weight reduction. The therapy is available at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide, with self-pay pricing for the new dose reaching approximately $399 per month. Finally, the Experian Health State of Patient Access Survey 2026 reveals a perception gap. Nearly half of providers say access is better than last year, yet only 18% of patients agree. While digital tools are producing measurable gains, particularly in cost transparency and upfront estimates, patients' top complaint remains the same as it has been for 4 years running: simply getting an appointment quickly. Staffing shortages remain the primary driver of worse access on the provider side, while prior authorizations, insurance verification delays, and rising out-of-pocket costs continue to create friction that slows care even after patients enter the system. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.